Circular Fashion, Implications for Logistics and Supply Chains, a podcast by John Manners Bell. In this, the second part of my podcast on changing trends in fashion supply chains, I'll look at initiatives being undertaken in downstream supply chains and the impact of circular fashion on the logistics industry. One of the major problems involved in recycling secondhand clothing is identifying the materials used in its production. A barcode may describe certain product attributes, such as size, style, and colour, but as they were never meant for use post-sale, they contain little specific information about materials. The result of this is that recycling becomes very difficult and a large proportion of goods are sent to landfill. One solution to this is to tag products with identifiers which do contain this information. This may involve an RFID tag or QR code, for instance. The tag would link to the product's digital identity on the internet. According to one global initiative, Connect Fashion, the digital identity makes it possible to connect a product to the Internet of Things and exchange information about the product via the internet. Their initiative, Circular ID, has three components. Firstly, a digital birth certificate consisting of core data on the permanent attributes of a product and information necessary for the regenerative processing at end of life. This includes name, brand, SKU, colour, description, manufacturing location, and material content. Secondly, a digital passport, showing when a physical identifier, a tag, has been used to access the data held on the product. This builds up a record of product usage and durability, although security is required to ensure privacy of the wearer. Thirdly, a physical identifier. This could be an RFID tag, NFC, QR code, or UPC barcode. The main issue is making sure that the identifier remains on the clothing product for its entire life cycle. Circular ID is a global standard which in theory will enable any company anywhere to access the data stored on a tag. Presently, such information, where it exists, may be held in multiple databases even within a single company. In contrast, this initiative is an open system with a shared protocol which will allow any number of stakeholders to access the data, whether retailers, brands, or companies active in resale, rental, recycling, reusing, or disassembly processes. Retail partners include H&M, Target, and PVH. Another major new market to develop in recent years, connected to the circular fashion trend, is the online clothing rental market. One estimate puts the global market size at over $1 billion in 2017 and set to grow to almost double that by 2023. Services are aimed at consumers who cannot afford to buy a new outfit on a regular basis or, crucially, choose not to on the basis of thrift or sustainability. As with car sharing, this trend relies on asset ownership no longer being as important to a new generation of consumers, the so-called millennials. Although rental of expensive, special occasion outfits, such as formal wear for weddings, has always been popular due to the infrequent nature of their use and the relative cost, the online clothing rental market is aimed at a much broader audience. In the UK, a survey by shopping mall owner Westfield in 2017 suggested that 50% of 25 to 34-year-olds would be willing to pay £200 and over a month on clothing rental. As well as supporting many retailers' sustainability credentials and providing shoppers with an ever-changing wardrobe at a lower price point, online clothing rental reduces wardrobe space required, especially important as space is more of a premium in urban areas. It also provides consumers with the opportunity to try new brands. Mobile commerce has also been a driver of demand, making the rental much more convenient, and not just in Europe and North America. Consumers in Asia Pacific are adopting the model, especially as levels of disposable income increase. As with many e-retailers, there is no single model for logistics operations, although in-house arrangements are popular, such as that operated by one company, Newly, which handles its own fulfillment, logistics and laundry. To cope with demand, it has built a dedicated warehouse, fulfillment and laundry dry cleaning centre in Philadelphia. Another big name, Rent the Runway, has also decided on in-house fulfillment and logistics process to enhance its customers' experience, and whilst doing so, it has built the largest dry cleaning facility in the US. Its processes are slick to enable high inventory velocity, with returned items received, cleaned and made available within a day at its 150,000 square foot fulfillment centre. The scale of the operation is critical to the success of the company. Logistics inefficiency would kill the business model, not only by increasing the level of inventory required to fulfil customer needs to unsustainable levels, but by compromising customer service. The company says that by owning the logistics infrastructure, it provides critical insight into customer behaviour, which allows it to remain flexible and meet the needs of the fast-growing market. So, what are the implications for the global logistics industry, both upstream and downstream? The initiatives which are being proposed, and which in some cases have already gained traction, are set to have a range of impacts on the logistics industry, some negative, some positive. On the positive side, clothing rental could provide huge opportunity for companies involved in the last miles and return sector. Whereas in the traditional fashion supply chain, multiple items are delivered to a single store in a single consignment, online rental requires an item to be delivered, most probably to a home address. When the item of clothing has been worn, it then requires a return to a processing centre where it will be assessed for damage, wear and cleaning. Once the cleaning is complete, it can then be returned to the warehouse and listed on the WMS as available to rent. So not only is there an additional transport element, but there are several steps and value-adding processes within the returns warehouse. Upstream, however, the trend to more recycling has negative implications for the industry. Vast amounts of textile raw materials are produced and transported each year. 72.5 million tonnes of cotton alone, without taking into account synthetics. China, India and the US are the top three producing countries, and others in the top 10 are similarly geographically diverse, from Pakistan to Brazil, Indonesia to Turkey. By cutting down on the waste of byproducts, as highlighted earlier in the paper, less cotton will be required to be moved from places of origin to processing hubs and garment manufacturing facilities. Whilst a considerable volume of this traffic is domestic, intra-China and intra-India, much involves the international movement of cotton to markets such as Bangladesh, Italy, Turkey and Vietnam. There are also implications downstream. More recycling could mean that fibres which were designed to be renewable and sustainable could be reused in the production of new garments. The business case for recycling would be improved if the manufacturing process was reshored and international shipping costs were eliminated. This would mean that the collection and recycling of materials would occur close to, or in, the markets of final consumption in the West, i.e. Europe and North America. Asian, and in particular Chinese manufacturers, would turn their focus to local consumers in the Asian region, where demand for fashion items is already strong and growing. Hence there would be a transformation of supply chains from global to regional, some based on recycled materials, and some still based on the use of virgin materials. If this indeed occurs, intercontinental freight forwarders, shipping lines and air freight carriers would lose out. In contrast, domestic or regional carriers, particularly trucking companies, would benefit both from the movement and storage of recycled materials to locally based garment manufacturers, as well as from the storage and distribution of finished products.